The kicker last year was part of the difference in the game for Phoenix College over Dixie. 9 out of those 30 points in that 30-20 victory came by way of the kicking game, by way of the field goal. Dixie actually was tied even 0-0 at the end of the first quarter last year. Turned out to be one of the most exciting games that I've had a chance to broadcast in a long time, even though it was Phoenix ending up on top of that one by a score of 30-20. Dixie fans weren't too happy, but it was a great game, and this one promises to be the same type of game today. The kick taken out there by James Eldridge, and down deep, Jesse Bright at his own 3-yard line, cuts to the 10, to the 15, out to the 20-yard line, down the sidelines at the 25, the 30, pushed out of bounds near the 39-yard line. And so Dixie is off and running early, Jim, on a big run back by Jesse Bright.
We made a real good cut over here around the 20-yard line, cut that corner and went right up the sideline.
Taking a look at what's going to be happening. First down and 10 for Dixie at their own 30-yard line. First down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. First down and 10 for the Rebels. Mike Gamble did not have much time to pass last year. But this year, hopefully a little more experience. Gamble has some time, throws out, has a complete to Brian Hill. First down across midfield into Phoenix territory, down to the Phoenix 46-yard line. And boom, right off the bat, Dixie and Phoenix College are coming out firing at each other. Mike Gamble, who is a much-improved quarterback this year, gets the first down on the pass to Bryant Hill. And Hill, the leading receiver for Dixie, obviously. Jim, beautiful play down the sidelines.
Well, it's in the offensive line really got him protected that play.
High formation on the running backs. Kelvin Minifee, the fullback. Tailback is Finney Unga, the leading rusher in the conference. Unga bounces off one tackler, still on his feet across the 45, down inside the 45, down near the 43-yard line. Brought down in there by Tom Kors, along with number 38, Travis Fuller. Fuller, number 38, along with Kors. Tom Kors is the kid brother of Bob Kors, the professional with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the running back, Finney Unga, gets a 3 yards on that play, make it second down and about 7 yards to go, and put it at the Phoenix 43-yard line. Dixie is coming out firing, averaging almost 50 points a ball game after that 62-point effort last time out. Unga runs right into heavy tacklers. A loss on the play of about a yard, and getting through there early was Wade Jackson. Jackson, the linebacker from McClintock High School. Jim, I'm not sure. We're going to have to get you to crank up your volume just a little bit. Jackson got through that offensive line of Dixie in a hurry.
It seemed like the holes were really open up over on this side, Larry. Of course, Unga was hit right above the waist, and that's the best place to hit him. With that low center of gravity, and he gets those legs moving, it's hard to tackle him low.
Finney Unga, 145 yards a game so far. So make it third down, 8 yards to go, a loss on the play. Gamble back, has some time, throwing deep over the middle, has his man, Bryant Hill, complete, first and goal, inside the 10, down at the 7-yard line. Phoenix College, I see no flags, beautiful pass play. Gamble had some time upfield, and that made the difference. First down and goal to go after a 3rd-and-8 situation. And Jim, Dixie's coming right after him.
Oh, and that ball had to be right on the numbers because he was covered real well, but it was right above the Phoenix player, right in a beautiful pass in the place, and sure is exciting.
13 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first quarter of play. No score, but Dixie threatening on their first series of downs. Minifee goes out into the lineup. Comes Blake Hart. Also in there, let's check the other man. Finney Unga, looking for pay dirt, gets down to the 2-yard line. Finally dragged down by Darrell Warren. Obvious, Jim, it looks like Finney Unga is going to have a tough go of it because Phoenix College is keen on the young man, the sophomore.
Yes, they are, Larry. It seems like it's both linebackers beside are keen on him, but he's that was a good run. Like I say, he got that low center gravity, and he hits flying hard.
Second down, goal to go, put it at the 2-yard line. Bryant Hill, wide to the right. Power eye formation with Blake Hart in there. And off goes to Unga, tries to hurdle his way forward. Jim, it looks like he got to the one-yard line, but Wade Jackson met him midair.
Yeah, he might have picked up a half yard or yard on that, Larry. It seemed to me like he a little mixed up in the backfield on the handoff. Unga ran into one of his own players before he got airborne.
12 minutes exactly left in the first quarter of play. Dixie threatening on their first series of downs to make it third down. Goal to go. Put it at the one-yard line. And Mike Gamble, the quarterback, Phoenix College, trying to prevent the score. Handoff goes to Unga. Unga, fumble in the backfield. Turnover by Dixie. Phoenix College has the football. And jumping on it in a hurry was Courtney Jenkins. Jenkins, a defensive back from Albany, California, picked up the fumble. And that's one thing that Coach Greg Croshaw did not want to see happen, is for Dixie to turn the football over. There, deep in pay dirt territory, almost there, the fumble takes place and Phoenix College takes over. With Jenkins the hero for the Bears right now. First down and 10, put it at the Phoenix College 5-yard line, and Scooter Molander to go to work. Molander, preseason All-American pick. And Scooter, ready to do his duty, split the running backs behind Molander. Handoff goes to number 31. That's Kenny Williams, I believe. Williams brings it out across the 10-yard line. No, correction, Van Aldridge. Aldridge in there. Williams had a little bout of flu and was doubtful. Make it second down and bring it out to the 10-yard line. Second down and 5 yards to go at the Phoenix 10-yard line. No score. Dixie had it third and goal, and Finney Unga fumbles the football. So Dixie with their first turnover of the night. 11 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first quarter of play. No score. In motion again. And off goes to Aldridge. Aldridge stuck at the line of scrimmage right there. Met immediately by Andy Brown. Looked like he was down under there early, Jim.
Well, Dixie was hitting real low and stopped that play good. On that first run, the runner ran real well right behind his blocker. Seemed like he kind of guided his blocker by putting his hand on his back and just following through there for the 6 yards.
10:41 left in the first quarter of play. Scooter Molander, the quarterback. One lone setback, two slot backs. With that wing situation, handoff goes to Williams. Williams looking for the first down. Looks like he will not get it. As he picks up 2 yards, maybe 3 on the play. And once again, Andy Brown right there on a 3rd and 5 situation. Makes it 4th and 2, and Phoenix College cannot get anything going. So Dixie moves the football a long ways, but doesn't get it to where they would like it to be, and now it's coming up for the punting situation. Back deep to receive, two Dixie players, Jimmy Sprague on the near side, and we'll check the man on the far side. Looks like Atufa Hockey, but we'll double check. The kicker gets the ball away, taken at the 42-yard line. Running there is number 8. That's Chad Tanner. Tanner on a kickoff return, or on the punt return, from the Dixie 42-yard line. Brings it back to the Dixie 48. And so Chad Tanner, the wide receiver, doing the honors this time on that punt return. 9:41 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie College versus Phoenix College, a matchup of last year's number 2 ranked team in the country versus this week's number 1 ranked team in the country. Mike Gamble, first down and 10 at the Dixie 48-yard line. Gamble back to pass, looks for help, goes to the outside, across midfield, down inside the 45 and down near the 43-yard line. Goes Bryant Hill, and big gain for Dixie College on that one. Jim, it looks like Dixie is ready to come after that Phoenix defense, and they haven't had too much problem moving the football through the air.
No, they haven't, and Hill seems to get just about anywhere. Of course, a good quarterback and pass receiver like Gamble and Hill are going to get their patterns down, and they're getting them early this game.
Second down, 5 yards to go. Put it at the Phoenix 47-yard line after that pass from Gamble to Hill. Back to pass. Gamble has some time. Sets up the screen pass on the wing. Has it to Finney Unga. Unga, trapped from behind. grabbed there by Tom Williams, and Williams saw that one coming. Gain of no gain as the pass was complete to Unga, and there is an obvious key going towards Finney Unga. Jim, they're looking for Unga.
Yes, he was. Number 48 was right in it. Just looking. Of course, he was right there for the tackle, but it was a good setup screen. There was a few Dixies out in front.
Third down. 5 yards to go. Put it at the Phoenix 47-yard line. Wide receivers on each side. Chad Tanner to the right side. Hill to the left side. Third and five. Back to pass. Gamble throws the pass short. It looked like it may have been tipped at the line of scrimmage. It was headed towards Kelvin Menifee coming out of the backfield, and it was dropped. It was bounced into the hands of Menifee. It looked like big number 89. Jim, you had a better shot at it. David Fuller looked like he came through there and may have tapped that football.
It was 89 who got his hands on. Of course, the ball was going down low anyway, but it was almost caught. It was just caught off the ground.
First missed pass by Mike Gamble after Gamble has completed four passes. 8:22 left in the first quarter in the first punting situation for Dixie. As Troy Campbell comes in to do the booting, Campbell gets the high, beautiful punt coming down, hits at the 6-yard line, and will be dropped at the 5 or the 4-yard line. There on the coverage for Dixie is number 16. Let's double check the number there. I don't have a 16 listed. Jim, let me double check and see if we have one on the other roster that I have. I'm working with about three rosters for Dixie tonight. Oh, that's Terry Wingert. 16.
Wingert, yeah.
Terry Wingert, the man who dropped that punt or stopped it. So Phoenix College takes over at their own 5-yard line. Go ahead, Jim.
Beautiful punt. It just died when it hit the ground and just stayed right here. Punts like that normally would kick in the end zone and go out of bounds, but that just died when it hit.
No score between Dixie and Phoenix College. Scooter Molander. And off goes to the tailback coming through there. Across the 5-yard line, down near the 7-yard line. And that is number 35, Kenny Williams. Williams, who saw a lot of action last year in the game against Dixie. One of the outstanding running backs and is back this year. Second down, 7 yards to go. Kenny Rock was the big man last year, gained over 100 yards against Dixie in Arizona. Rock was recruited by Arizona State and then dropped off the team. He quit the team and went back home to Pennsylvania. A little bit of a surprise, but he could have played some for Arizona State. In motion, the wingback back to pass. Molander has some time, throwing deep to the outside. Complete. Down the sidelines goes Phoenix College. One man to beat, and it's enough to slow him down. Inside the Dixie 40, down near the 35-yard line, the pass to Scott LeBall. And there's a flag upfield. Let's see if it's going to be against Dixie or against Phoenix. Jim, did you catch the penalty?
No, I didn't.
Well, you're honest.
I didn't really see it, Larry, until you mentioned, but it looked like it was a motion call, I believe.
The man in motion was Darryl Rosette, a running back from Arizona State University, a transfer. Rosette, a sophomore, who has been the man that the opposing coaches say, watch. He wears the number 20. When you heard Coach Greg Croshaw talk about number 20 in the lineup for Phoenix College, and the coaches say, that's the man to watch, well, that happens to be the man to watch, Darryl Rosette. Almost like there is a trade, Rock for Rosette, only Arizona State got the worst of that one because Rock didn't stay with the team. So instead of that, mark a 5-yard penalty. Make it second down, 12 yards to go, and put it back at the Phoenix College 3-yard line. And so instead of being deep in Dixie territory, suddenly there's a problem. Van Eldridge right up the middle. Big hole, correction, that's Kenny Williams, and Williams will go all the way for the touchdown. He's inside the 20. Nobody's going to catch Kenny Williams. And that's what happened last week against College of Eastern Utah. Three long plays, got the first three scores, and Williams goes 97 yards for the touchdown, right up the middle. There we go.
Jim, that was a beautiful play by Kenny Williams, the 97-yard touchdown run. And so Phoenix has proved that they are explosive also. Attempt for the point after. Coming up by Phoenix College, number 28, Clint Morris, puts it up and good. And suddenly Phoenix College out in front of Dixie by a score of 7-0 with 6:51 left in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good of a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months ahead. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, 528 North Industrial Road, or call them at 628-1651. Dixogas, your warmest friend.
It's here, the one you've been waiting for. Bigger and better than ever, Steve Ogden's semi-annual free labor sale. Now's your chance to save on beautiful carpeting, remnants, and vinyls. And get free labor, too. Hurry in for the best selection, including soil-hiding carpets of DuPont Antron. It can only happen twice a year. Ogden's free labor sale. Don't you dare miss it.
Steve Ogden's Carpet, 145 North, 400 West, in St. George. So far, a tale of the running backs as Kenny Williams, 97 yards for the touchdown, and Phoenix College has been able to stymie Finneunga. Williams, last week against CEU, had 143 yards. Onside kick, skips through a couple of hands. Terry Wingert picks it up at the 23 and now starts upfield. 23 down to the 28-yard line. Gets about 5 yards, and that's it. So from the Dixie 23 to the Dixie 28 goes Wingert, and Dixie now takes it first down and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Jim Simmons, do you think after the run back of Jesse Bright on the first kickoff that Phoenix respected that run back kick?
Yes, I believe they did, but they were right there on the ball, too. Of course, those quibbly kinds of balls rolling around on the ground are hard to handle.
To the right comes Dixie's Eric Price. Off to the left is Bryant Hill. Quarterback Mike Gamble, who has only missed. Handoff goes to Finneunga. Unga across the 30-yard line. Down near the 34-yard line. So a 6-yard burst by Finneunga. If Unga's going to get some yardage, it looks like it's going to be hard-fought yardage. Second down, 4 yards to go. Unga going to the left side this time. 6:20 left in the first quarter of play. To the right side goes Eric Price. To the left goes Bryant Hill. Split the... Minifee and Finneunga behind quarterback Gamble. In motion is Darrell Lacey. Handoff goes to Minifee. Minifee has the first down across the 38-yard line, down near the 39-yard line. There on the tackle for Phoenix College is Brian Curry, among others. Tom Williams also there, but down to the 39, and Minifee getting a chance to run with the football. Good quick runner, Jim.
Yes, he is, and Gamble set that up with some real good handwork in the backfield, taking the run to the left and then handing off to the man right coming up the right side.
5:50 left in the first quarter of play. 7-0 Phoenix College on the 97-yard touchdown run by Kenny Williams. Back to pass, Gamble throwing deep over the middle. Bryant Hill's out there. Does he have it? Yes. Just barely dragged out inside the 20. So Dixie once again inside the 20, down near the 12-yard line, and the saving tackle made by Anthony Moore. Moore, stride for stride with Hill, is the only man that had a chance to catch him, and it just barely got him. So Gamble to Hill, and Gamble has been almost perfect tonight. Put it actually at the Phoenix College 13-yard line, just inside the 13. First down and 10 for Dixie, and so it's been a case of big plays on both sides so far in this ball game. A couple of defensive stalwart teams giving up a lot of yardage. Only Phoenix is the only team that scored. That's 7-0. Gamble pitches out to Unga. Unga has some running room. Unga trying to get to the end zone. Has a touchdown. Sweep to the left side, and Dixie within 1 point of tying. Boom, take that. With 5:15 left, and the cannon punctuates the TD. Good-sized crowd tonight. Only the reserve seat section is lacking in some bodies. We have plenty of people along the sidelines, and quite a few Phoenix fans came up to watch. Scooter Molander's mother, who never misses a ball game, came up. Talking with Ken Hamrick, the sports information director, and I'll tell you more about Molander's mother in just a little bit. Troy Campbell to hold, Russ Moody to try to tie. The snap, the kick. Moody puts it up. Is it good? Yes, it is. We have a tie ball game with 5:15 left in the first quarter. 7-7 back in 30 seconds.
So your insurance is so high, even Ripley can't believe it?
Call 1-800-423-8268.
Ask for a free price comparison from Zions Insurance Agency, an affiliate of Zions First National Bank. Zions Bank offices now have licensed insurance representatives to help with your insurance needs.
1-800-423-8268.
This little number is brought to you by Zions Insurance Agency. We want to help you drive auto and home insurance costs down.
Jim, big play by Dixie, the big pass play, and then the run by Unga. That time, Unga found some running room. Jim, I don't know if you can hear me down there. Max Kroshaw's right behind you. He must have a big, big smile on his face.
Yes, he does, but just as we were talking, he was talking about how that run that Phoenix made was really, nobody touched him coming through the center. He really exploded out on that 97-yard run. Of course, Unga looked beautiful running around the left side on that one, too.
7-7 tie, and Tony Giesbauer. Let's check our deep receivers for Phoenix College. Giesbauer to do the kicking. Back deep to receive, that's Van Aldridge. Aldridge takes it at his own 9-yard line, cuts to the 15, to the 20. Aldridge up the middle, in midair, is met in midair. Dixie there on the tackle, and let's double check the number. The man who had the head-on collision with Aldridge, that looks to be number 38, Blake Hart. Hart, who's willing to stick his nose into about any tackle, made that one. Mark it down at the 30-yard line. So from the Phoenix 9 to the Phoenix 30-yard line, a 21-yard return. Good return by Aldridge. First down and 10 for the Bears at their own 30. Last time they had the football, after a big pass play, they ended up with a big run up the middle. In motion is Aldridge from that wing position. Molander fakes the handoff, throwing deep over the side. Down goes the receiver. The defensive back is back there. It looked like they were going to pick on that Dixie defensive back, Jimmy Sprague, out there, Jim, but down went the receiver on the near side.
Yes, it did. Sprague held a good position, was always going for the ball. In fact, Sprague didn't even look at the runner after the ball was in the air. He was going for the ball, and if anything, the Phoenix man ran up on Sprague's back, and that was a real good call by the referees.
Andre Langley, the wide receiver that time, the intended receiver, he's out wide to the left again. One lone setback and two wing backs, or two slot backs. In motion is Rosette. The handoff goes to Rosette, sweeping to the right on the tackle, Dixie, but not before Rosette picks up some yardage across the 35, down near the 37-yard line. And looking similar to what happened last year, Phoenix College able to run up some yardage on that sweep. Put it down just short of the 38-yard line. So Rosette on the game. Makes it third down and a long two coming up. Just short of the 38-yard line. Phoenix College, third and two. Tie ball game, 7-7. The case of the big play on both sides. Langley, wide receiver to the left. Now two setbacks. Handoff goes to the second man, Aldridge. Once again, sweeping to the right. And Aldridge will be close to a first down. Looks like he has it, and a flag on a play. And that usually means a face mask, Jim. I don't know if you can see a hand from your angle.
I believe it was a late hit, Larry. Dixie player hit him as he was rolling down on the ground. Of course, it was one of those close ones. I don't think the Dixie player intentionally did it, but it was a late hit call, I believe.
Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down anyway. Or very close to a first down. The officials want a timeout. And I think they want to measure for it first. Coming to the sidelines for Dixie is Masa Tukuapu. And it is enough for a first down. Personal foul against Dixie is after the play, so put it down at the Phoenix 40-yard line and then the 15-yard penalty on top of that. That'll put it on Dixie's side of the field, just on the Phoenix side of the 45-yard line, just inside the Dixie 46. So first down and 10, and that's exactly what Dixie did not need. They've had the fumble. Now they have a big 15-yard penalty, and Phoenix College in great field position right now on the downhill side. Receiver Langley out to the left. In motion is Rosette again. Dixie trying to adjust to that. Molander looks for the quick pop, has it to Langley. Langley has to beat some people. He does, inside the 30, down near the 20-yard line, and Langley can fly. On the tackle is Mike LaFleur, a young man who played basketball at Arizona Western, and LaFleur was really the only man that had a good shot at Langley. Molander to Langley. Jim, they set that one up with a quick pass to the left side. Molander is on target.
Yes, they did, Larry. It looked like a little flare-out almost. It was that close to the end zone, and of course, Dixie player was holding back, and he made a real fine move to get around the Dixie safety, pick up the extra yardage.
Dixie being tested on defense, and Phoenix College moving the football. First down and 10. At the Dixie College 21, the way it's looking right now, whoever makes the fewest mistakes, flag on the play, handoff goes into the middle. And Kenny Williams on the carry. Williams, the man with the tackle, or with the touchdown earlier, and the flag almost at the snap. Jim, I'm not sure if there is a motion penalty or if there is someone encroaching. No, procedure call.
It was a procedure on this side of the line, on the Dixie side of the line. I believe it was the left end. It moved too quick.
So the procedure call coming up, five-yard penalty, actually moving it back against Phoenix. Five-yard penalty puts it back at the 26-yard line and make it first down and 15. So the penalty this time goes against Phoenix. Phoenix had a big gain called back by way of penalty. So it may be the case whoever makes the fewest mistakes and scores last will be the team that wins. At least that's the way it's looking right now. 26-yard line, first down and 10 for the Bears. Langley, the wide receiver on the right side. In motion comes Rosette, circles around behind Williams. Molander looking for that quick out to Langley. Back there with him is Barnes, and Barnes spikes it out of bounds. Langley had to go up over Barnes as Barnes had possession, and then Barnes just spiked it volleyball style away from Langley. Incompleted pass. It was online, though, Jim.
Yes, it was, and Barnes played that real well. He watched the Phoenix player until just the last minute, turned around just in time to knock it out of his hands. That's just about the only way to defend that, because if he would have been looking at the ball, the Phoenix player would have got behind him. That was a real fine defensive play by Barnes.
7-7 tie, 3:04 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie versus Phoenix. Quarterback Scooter Molander. One tight end steps in again, add a little more blocking. Molander under pressure. It goes down just as he lets fly with the football. Is it complete? No. Through the hands of the receiver, Rosette, and almost into the hands, but out of the hands of Tony Elgren. Elgren got caught between two receivers and almost came up with a pass interception in spite of Rosette almost getting the reception. Rosette couldn't quite handle it, neither could Elgren. Incompleted pass, and Molander ended up on his numbers just as he let go of the football. Third down, 15 yards to go at the Dixie 26-yard line. Dixie trying to hold and force Quint Morris to do what he does best, and that is kick. Langley to the right side, one setback. The two wingbacks. Molander. Back to pass. Where's a flak jacket, by the way? Being chased. Molander out of the pocket. Leon Cole after him. Overshoots his man. Interception. Dixie with the football. Elgren grabs it off at the 17-yard line. Still on his feet at the 25. He took some hits, but he has the interception. Jim, it looked like Elgren was going to be stopped just about the 17-yard line where he had that. but came up firing, put his head down, and got some extra yardage.
Yes, he did. There was real good pressure by number 78 on Dixie to make him throw that pass, and it just overthrew his man and made a real fine interception, and actually was hit two Phoenix players picking up the extra 10 yards. Real fine run back.
2:44 left in the first quarter, first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 28-yard line. Pitch goes to the tailback, Finney Unger, looking for the sweep. Unger turns upfield at the 30, at the 35, puts his head down and is pushed out of bounds at the 36-yard line. But Unger, if he gets his 100 yards tonight, we'll have the bruises to show for it, because Phoenix College knows about Unger, and they are after him tonight. Kenny Williams has already stamped himself as a fine running back with that 97-yard touchdown run. Make it second down, put it at the Dixie 36-yard line. So second down, about 2 yards to go, a long two coming up for the Rebels. High formation on the running backs again. Darrell Lacey, the slot back, right, almost a tight end. That's the tight end in the Dixie offense. Minifee, right up the middle, has the first down, just short of the 40-yard line, inches short. Minifee with a quick burst, first down and 10 for Dixie at the Dixie 40-yard line. 2:33 left in the first quarter of play. This is going to be decided in the fourth quarter, probably. That's what happened between these two teams last year. And that's what you're looking for again. More fans coming in slowly but surely. We're getting a packed house tonight. Wide receivers on each side. In motion goes Menifee, running back. Pitch goes to Unger, sweeping to the left side. Unger turns upfield, gets across the 45, down near the 48-yard line. There on the tackle, let's double-check. It looks like number 40 down around the ankles. That's Darrell Warren. Warren on the tackle. Put it up at the 48-yard line. A gain of about 8 yards, and so Unger grinding out some yardage. Put it at the Dixie 48, second down, and 2 yards to go. And Jim.
Credit Menifee for a real fine block going around that side. He broke him loose for about an extra 4 or 5 yards there right in the inside.
Wide receivers on each side. Gamble back to pass, looking for the pass. Throwing over the middle, has a complete flag on the play, and let's see which way it's going to go. It looks like it's complete to Darrell Lacey at the 45-yard line of Phoenix College, but we may have a flag coming up against Dixie, a holding call. It's being signaled against Dixie. And the signal from the far side, it looked like Mike Collins had signaled a holding call. So, Jim, that one's going to have to be called back.
Yes, it is, Larry. And it was too bad because the referee was right there with the... I thought it might have been an interference call on Phoenix because he was hanging over the back of the Dixie player, but the referee wasn't even looking there. He was looking right in the middle of the line and saw a definite hole probably.
Lacey did get the reception. That would have been his first of the year. So the holding call brings back the ball 10 yards, so make it second down and 12 yards to go, and put it back at the Dixie 38-yard line. 7-7 tie. 1:31 left in the first quarter of play. And this one is all that any football fan could look for. A few more mistakes than people expected, though. In motion, Brooke Hawes. Back to pass. Gamble throws the quick out to Brooke Hawes. Hawes head fakes, trying to get around his man, gets across midfield. Hawes will be into first down territory, just barely. Hawes head faked one man. That was number 49, Courtney Jenkins. Finally was tackled by Anthony Moore, but Hawes is the man that made the first down, Jim.
Yes, he is, Larry, and he used a good straight arm to get that last 2 or 3 yards, too. Real fine pass and good run after. I like the way the man used his hand.
First down and 10, and put it on the Phoenix side of the field at the 49-yard line. Right to the left goes Bryant Hill. To the right side comes Eric Price, the son of the Weber State head coach, Mike Price. And Mike Price trying to pick up the victory at Northern Arizona tonight. It's been over 10 years since Weber's won at NAU. Handoff goes to Unger. Unger gets a 3-yard gain down near the 46-yard line. But there is a raft of Phoenix Bears that is landed right on top of Unger. Unger helps one of them up, number 89, David Fuller. And Fuller was the main tackler on that one. Unger on the run, gets 3 yards. Second down, a short 7 coming up inside the Phoenix 46-yard line.
Barry?
Yes.
I've been watching, and Center linebacker, 48, and it seems like 44 also are both keen on Unga. And they've had real good success going with Minifree up to center. And I looked for that to be a couple times tonight, a couple good runs.
Handoff. Take the handoff this time on the end around, and Hawes fumbles. Going after it is Unga. Did he recover? On the handoff, Hawes was fumbled on the play, and Tom Williams was right there with Hawes. Jim, I couldn't see whether Hawes had the arm taken away from him by Williams or not.
Yes, his right arm was pulled free, Larry, but Unga made a real fine play to get the recovery on that. A Phoenix man is down and either lost his wind or something. It seemed like they're pulling on his chest pad, so it might be just wind knocked out of him.
End of first quarter, 7-7 tie, back in 30 seconds.
Treat yourself to a more beautiful home. The prices have never been better at Jones Paint and Glass. Begin the new look with wallpaper at 50% off all in-stock paper. And you'll find a special selection of in-stock paper at only $6.99. Then add Hunter Douglas Decorator Blinds, now at 40 to 50% savings. Complete that new look with one of over 1,000 colors of Fuller O'Brien paints. Their top quality paint is now on sale at Jones Paint and Glass. For a beautiful new look at beautiful prices, see Jones Paint and Glass, 596
East Gabbertime, 89, KDXU, St. George, Las Vegas.
Put it back at the Dixie 49-yard line, or I should say put it back at the Phoenix 49-yard line. Got faked out because they do switch sides of the field, don't they? Make it third down coming up. Third down coming up for Dixie. And 10 yards to go, so a loss, actually, of 3 yards, just a little over 3 yards on the play. Dixie will be headed north now. In motion, Darryl Lacy, right to left, back to pass. Mike Gamble has some time. Gamble shaping up, throwing deep to the right. There's Brian Hill. Is it complete? Yes! First down inside the 25, inside the 30, down at the 27-yard line. Hill, with his sticky fingers, had two men out there with him, Darryl Warren and Anthony Morin, still came up with a reception. Big plays again, Jim.
Yes, it is, and Hill was, Phoenix man was right on Hill, but he shows great concentration, Larry. He just used his body to protect the ball and watch the ball come right into his arms.
Did I say the 27-yard line? Actually, at the 22-yard line. First down and 10 at the Phoenix 22, and Dixie even with Phoenix, 7-7. And threatening once again. Dixie's offense spending some time on the field. That's going to help the defense keep them fresh. Gamble, handoff goes to the first man through. That's Menifee. And Menifee gets down to the 20 and it was rolled back. Obviously, I don't think there's any question. Dixie will say this is the toughest defense that they've seen so far this year. They're on the tackle, Steve Peitler. And also Eric Safford. Stafford, you would think, would be from Arizona. No, he's from Butler High School in Augusta, Georgia. Put it just inside the 20. A gain of about 2.5 yards on the play. Second down and a short 8 yards coming up after Menifee's game. Menifee in that I formation, the fullback. Unga, the tailback, in motion is Lacy, right to left. And Dixie continuing with that motion. Unga looks, steps inside one potential tackler, gets 2 yards. But there's our man, number 40, Darryl Warren, keying on Unga that time. Came up from a defensive back position to hold Unga to just 2 yards gain. Make it third down and 6 yards to go at the Phoenix 18-yard line. 7-7 tie, just underway in the second quarter of play. Dixie came within 3 yards of scoring in their first series of downs, but a fumble by Unga cost Dixie the football, and Phoenix converted that one into a 97-yard touchdown run. Mike Gamble wants a timeout with 13:40 left in the half. 7-7 tie, back in 30 seconds.
The good guys at Jeans OK Tire has a new smart guy on their team. So smart that your engine can now be completely evaluated in just a few short minutes. Known as the Allen Smart Scope, this one saves you time, money, and problems by accurately diagnosing the exact problem with your engine, so there's never any unnecessary costly repairs. So be smart and see the Allen Smart Scope at Jeans OK Tire. Just another way the good guys at Jeans OK Tire serves you better. Next to Dixie Yamaha on 339 West St. George Boulevard in St. George.
Dixie College with the third down and a long six to go at about the 18-yard line of Phoenix College. Third and six, a long six, 13:40 left in the first half of play. Phoenix College came out ready to play this ball game. You never find Phoenix College not ready. Mike Gamble, the quarterback, split the running backs behind Gamble on the quarterback draw. Gamble will get the first down. Gamble knocked off his feet by David Fuller, but got the first down, called his own number, and on the play makes it first down and goal to go just inside the Phoenix College 10-yard line, almost to the 9-yard line, and that's a pretty heady call, Jim.
Yes, it is, but they executed real well. Sent Unger to the right and put Hill out and right to the right, and Phoenix was just really fooled. He made a nice quarterback draw and came off to the left side of center and got 9 yards.
Phoenix, Gamble didn't get them uncontested. He had to go around one guy who was reaching for him right at the line of scrimmage. First and goal. Pitch goes to Unger. Unger being chased inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line, taking two men with him. Second and goal. There on the tackle, big number 38. That's Travis Fuller on the tackle for Phoenix College. Make it second and goal at the Phoenix 3-yard line. And Finney Unga wrapping his arms around the football that time. Unga, who has one touchdown on the night. For Finney, he has been able to pick up touchdowns by the armloads this year. By far and away, the leading scorer for Dixie College this season. Price to the left, Hill to the right. Second and goal, pitch goes to Unga. Unga cuts upfield. Unga into the end zone. Touchdown. Unga had Tommy Williams, or Darrell Warren, reaching for him, and he just cut to the right, and that was it. Beautiful move by Unga, Jim. It looked like he was going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage and ended up going almost untouched into the end zone.
Yes, it was, Larry. I think one man might have put his hand on him, but he didn't look like he was slowed down at all. I thought he was coming around the end. He made a real fine move to cut back up inside and just took it right on in. He seen the alley.
Russ Moody, we may jinx him, but Moody has been perfect with his kicks this year. Trying to get the point after. Low snap. The kick is up. Under pressure. Is it good? Yes, it is. Dixie 14. Phoenix 7 with 12:28 left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dexo Gas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good of a tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months ahead. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixo Gas can serve your needs. Dixo Gas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixo Gas, 528 North Industrial Road, or call them at 628-1651. Dixo Gas, your warmest friend.
Russ Moody, who has really put on the show kicking-wise. Moody with two more points after this time through. And on the year, in points after, he's attempted 22 and made 22. And for Unga, now with 8 rushing touchdowns and 2 by way of the pass, that's 60 points in 4 games just for Unga. The kick coming down will be taken by Aldridge at his own 6-yard line. Aldridge at the 15, at the 20, off his feet at the 24-yard line, and there on the tackle is Terry Wengert. And Wengert having some fun tonight, Jim. He's getting the chance to play a little more.
Yes, he does. But Pete Reese made the initial hit, Larry, number 36, and he tripped him up. Of course, that was a little bit, he got about 2 or 3 yards past that, but that tripped him up and slowed him down. Good coverage by Dixie. There were 3 or 4 men ready to get him in.
Aldridge on the return brings it back to the Phoenix 24, first down and 10 at the Phoenix 24-yard line. And Phoenix, which dodged the bullet once, Dixie dodged the bullet once, although it ended up coming down back on a ricochet after the big pass play was brought back by a penalty for Phoenix College. Then it was the big run by Kenny Williams. Handoff goes to Rosette. Rosette turns upfield, gets across the 25, down near the 27-yard line, and the Dixie defense being called upon right now. There on the tackle for the Rebels is big number 84. That couldn't be right.
Number 77, Larry.
77 is our man. I was looking at a different number there for a moment. Carly Scott. Carly Scott, we mentioned that it's in the program as Carly. He pronounces it Carly. But as far as the spelling, it's spelled Charlie. At the Phoenix 27, second down, 7 yards to go. Rosette in motion, double reverse, and getting the handoff, coming back the other way, getting across the 30-yard line, down near the 31-yard line is Andre White, the wide receiver. White actually coming more from a tight end position, and White getting the handoff that time from Rosette. Just as Coach Greg Croshaw says, once you start keying and stopping the sweeps, I'll try a little reverse, a little diversion, and a misdirection. Gain of 5 yards, make it third down and 2 yards to go. And Phoenix College doing just that, trying to open things up. Dixie with a 14-7 lead with 11:14 left in the first half of play. Langley to the left. Timeout called by Phoenix. Looking at that defense, they have some questions. Timeout Phoenix with 11:07 left in the first half. 14-7, Dixie out in front, back in 30.
It's here, the one you've been waiting for, bigger and better than ever, Steve Ogden's semi-annual free labor sale. Now's your chance to save on beautiful carpeting, remnants, and vinyls. And get free labor, too. Hurry in for the best selection, including soil-hiding carpets of DuPont Antron. It can only happen twice a year. Ogden's free labor sale. Don't you dare miss it.
Steve Ogden's carpet, 145 North, 400 West. In St. George. Dixie College trying to not duplicate what happened to BYU this afternoon. For those people that listened to the game earlier this afternoon, 52-21, BYU got dumped royally by the number 7 ranked team in the country, Washington. And you can almost bet that Washington will be ranked higher than 7th next week, and BYU may be lucky to be in the top 20. The BYU will be on the air again next week. We'll have BYU football again, along with Dixie College football next week, so stay tuned. Once again, a doubleheader on Good Time 89, KDXU, St. George, Las Vegas. Third down and 2 yards to go at the Phoenix 32-yard line. The Bears with the football. Rosette in motion. There's flags on both sides. Rosette will get the first down, still on his feet at the 40-yard line, finally dropped down at the 44-yard line. But, Jim, it looked like two men in motion when only one should have been.
Yes, it was. Rosette went in motion, and then I didn't catch the other player's number on the left-hand side, but he took a step forward just as the ball was being hiked, and both flags went up at the same time. I'm sure both of them seen the same man move.
Given a choice of first down farther upfield or the third down and longer yardage, Dixie? Nope, they called encroachment against Dixie, and apparently it was against Dixie and not against Phoenix. That was a little bit of a surprise. It looked like another Phoenix player was the man in motion, but they're going to mark to say that's against Dixie. Put it at the 44-yard line, so a 12-yard gain, first down and 10. And we both got crossed up on that one, Jim.
Boy, I missed that one by 100 miles, right?
So did I. Our mistakes hang up right out in front of us there with red flags all over. First down and 10 at the 44-yard line. The flags were for encroachment against Dixie, declined by Phoenix. Back to pass, Scooter Molander. Scooter with the pass. Down goes the receiver. He tripped and went down. Almost there to pick it off was number 7, Mike LaFleur. He really wasn't that close. Down went Rosette. It looked like it was aimed for Rosette, although Langley was farther up. Menifee was able to make it back to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 10 yards to go with a minute 20 left in the first half. That one was a case where Dixie had the lead at the half and then had to hold off against Phoenix in the second half. Last year, Dixie had the lead going into the half, and Phoenix College ended up winning it in the fourth quarter. Pitch goes to Unga, sweeping to the left side. Unga at the 23, steps out of bounds at the 26-yard line. Unga gets the first down. Unga will not be near his 145 yards, but is stacking it up now. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. 13-yard gain by Unga. Williams definitely over 100 yards. No, they're going to mark it at the 25. 12-yard gain by Unga.
Larry?
Yes.
We ought to give a couple of those yards to Menifee. Boy, he really threw a nice block out here. Knocked one Phoenix player into the other and sprang for an extra 4 or 5 yards.
A minute 4 left in the first half of play. Menifee doing a job leading the way for Unga. That's probably one of the unsung stories this year. Is Menifee leading the way. Haas in motion. Back to pass Gamble. Gamble in the pocket. Has some time. Benny doesn't have time. The receivers are covered and Gamble is smothered. There on the tackle is David Fuller, also in there, is Steve Peitler. More time this year than Gamble had last year, and he's staying in the pocket better, but still, Phoenix College is getting to him. Put it at the 21-yard line, loss of 4. Second down, 6 yards to go. Or second down and 14 yards to go, I should say. A loss of 4 on the play. Second down, 14 yards to go with 30 seconds left in the half. Dixie, probably one more shot at trying to get a bigger lead going in at the half. Gamble back to pass, throwing deep down the sidelines. Has Hill, too big. Back out there with him is number 25, Anthony Moore. Incompleted pass. So Gamble missing on his last 3 passes. But a couple of those hard luck stories after being almost perfect early. Third down, 14 yards to go with 20 seconds left at the Dixie 21-yard line. And Dixie has one more shot at it. Third and 14. 14-13, Dixie with a narrow one-point lead at the end or near the end of the first half. Hill to the left. Eric Price going out to the right. Dixie College, number one ranked team, junior college team in the country right now. Brooke Hawes in motion left to right. Pitch goes to the tailback. Finney Unga dropped for a loss on the play. Unga back to the 19-yard line. As Phoenix College gets there, and our man number 45, Steve Peitler, the man has been keen on Unga. Timeout Phoenix College with 11 seconds left and fourth down, and Dixie will have to give up the football. Let's take a quick 30-second break. Dixie leads 14-13. Back in 30.
It's painting season again, and Fuller, O'Brien, and Jones Paint and Glass are teaming up to give you the best prices of the season on Fuller, O'Brien's better quality paints. Save on foolproof latex flat wall paint, over 1,000 colors, just $9.99 a gallon at Jones Paint and Glass. Full glow latex satin enamel for walls and trim, only $11.99 a gallon. And full stain flat latex house paint is now on at $10.99 a gallon. Yes, if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien, simply the best at Jones Painted Glass, 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Troy Campbell has the pressure on to get the punt away. Phoenix College, here they come. Campbell gets away a high kick, and Phoenix College calls for the fair catch at midfield. Fumble the football, flag on the play. Will it be against Dixie? And it just may be, because there are Dixie ball players all around there.
I believe it will, Larry. Phoenix man had the ball coming into his arms as he was hit, and he fumbled the ball, but it looked like there was a little bit of contact there, and I believe that's what it's going to be called.
Right at the 50-yard line is where the football is marked, and penalty coming up against Dixie, and once again a mistake. Dixie making far too many mistakes against a quality team like Phoenix, but having a one-point lead, but the 5-yard penalty makes it first down and 10 at the Dixie 45-yard line. 4 seconds left. You have one shot at a touchdown. Maybe an outside shot if you can get a quick gain, an outside shot of getting a field goal. Dixie leads by 1, 14-13. Triple set to the left, but you have to watch for Kenny Williams. He has a 97-yard touchdown run, the lone setback. Molander back to pass, 3 men out to the left. Molander under pressure, dumps it off to the right side, to the tight end, intended out there for 87, Steve Reyes. That ends the first half. As Dixie College and Phoenix College battle to a one-point margin. Dixie 14, Phoenix College 13 at the end of the half. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
For complete auto service, choose the good guys at Jean's OK Tire. Whether your vehicle is a family car, commercial truck, or recreational vehicle, Jean's OK Tire team will give your vehicle the best service it ever had. And they service a lot more than tires. professional service on transmissions, engines, tune-ups, wheel alignment, and brakes. State inspections and mobile service, too. For all of your needs, for all of your vehicles, see the good guys at James OK Tire on West Boulevard next to Dixie Yamaha in St. George.
14-13, a halftime lead. Dixie out in front. Let's recap the scoring. In the first half, Dixie began with receiving the opening kickoff at the 3-yard line. And from the 3-yard line, went to the 39-yard line as Jesse Bright brought that one back. Bright having a good run to open the ball game. Then Dixie marched right down to the Phoenix 1-yard line. Third down and goal at the Phoenix 1-yard line, and Finneunga fumbled the football. Phoenix College came right back and eventually had to give up the football on the punt by Phoenix. Phoenix eventually having to punt the football. Dixie taking the fumble cost Dixie a touchdown right there. Dixie forced to the punt, and back at the Phoenix 5-yard line, the run by Williams took it out to the 8, but a 5-yard penalty after a big pass play took it back to the Phoenix 3-yard line. But the next play was a burst right up the middle, 97-yard touchdown run by Kenny Williams. And the point after was good by Morris to make it 7-0. Phoenix. Dixie came right back and began at their with the run back by number 16, Wengert. Wengert took it from the 23 back to the 28. From a first and 10 at the 28, Unga took it out to the 34. Menifee took it to the 39. Then the big pass play to Bryant Hill took it down to the Phoenix 13-yard line, and the 13-yard touchdown run by Unga, trying to make amends for that fumble, brought it back to within 7-6. Russ Moody made it 7-7 on the point after. Phoenix College came right back, had a good drive going, and then the pass interception by Tony Elgren at the Dixie 15-yard line brought it back out to the 28-yard line, and Dixie began a touchdown drive that finished in the second quarter with 12:28 left in the second quarter with a 3-yard run by Finneunga. That made it 13-7. The point after by Moody made it 14-7. But Phoenix College came right back after having a good drive put together, and then the bad snap, Dixie getting the fumble recovery, and then Dixie not being able to push it in after getting deep in Phoenix territory. They had to give up the football. Phoenix came right back and then had the 35-yard touchdown run, or I should say the 3-yard touchdown run by number 35, Kenny Williams, with a minute 56 left in the half. Then the bad snap over the head of the holder is the difference in the ball game right now. No point after for Phoenix, and it's 14-13. Dixie out in front of Phoenix. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with Bill Jacobson, former Dixie College assistant coach, now assistant coach at Plainview High School, back in 90.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good of a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months ahead. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane, or your trailer, or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, 528 North Industrial Road, or call them at 628-1651. Dixogas, your warmest friend.
It's here, the one you've been waiting for. Bigger and better than ever, Steve Ogden's semi-annual free labor sale. Now's your chance to save on beautiful carpeting, remnants, and vinyls. And get free labor, too. Hurry in for the best selection, including soil-hiding carpets of DuPont Antron. It can only happen twice a year. Ogden's free labor sale. Don't you dare miss it.
Steve Ogden's Carpet, 145 North, 400 West.
in St. George. So your insurance is so high, even Ripley can't believe it?
Call 1-800-423-8226.
Ask for a free price comparison from Zions Insurance Agency, an affiliate of Zions First National Bank. Zions Bank offices now have licensed insurance representatives to help with your insurance needs.
1-800-423-8226.
This little number is brought to you by Zions Insurance Agency. We want to help you drive auto and home insurance costs down.
Back at the Dixie College, Phoenix College game. Dixie leading 14-13 at the half. Phoenix College and Dixie tearing up the turf here at Hatchet Stadium. And we have Bill Jacobson, who spent a number of years as an assistant coach at Dixie College. Bill, back as head coach last night at Pineview. Good win.
It was a fun experience, Coach Johnson. It was sad that he had to leave. His father died on Tuesday, and he was made aware of that Saturday. And so he went up and spent the week with his family. They had the funeral this morning. He'll be home tomorrow night. The kids rallied around that point to make it a positive experience for Coach Johnson when he came back. They wanted to make sure they were 4-0 going into the Dixie High School game.
That helped. You've had some tough games this year. Dixie gave you all you could handle. You've had some tough ones, but you're still 4-0.
Dixie's a mighty fine football team, Marty. I've watched them on film a number of times. I thought they blew the Orem game from what I saw. They played us tough. I was glad to see them beat Cedar. Always Cedar City last night. I'm always glad to see Cedar lose. But it's going to be a tough football game. These kids live around each other. They're friends, but yet on the football field, they're rivals, and it's a good experience. Coach Odette does a great job with them.
Let's talk about what you and Jim and the rest of the coaching staff have done there at Pineview High School. You have some good balance this year, run and the pass.
I think we've got a good 3A football team. We're young at a lot of positions. Our line is juniors. We have an outstanding senior quarterback in Brett Barvin, who I think is a definite junior college prospect, and I think he's even a big sky level quarterback. We've got the Rod Staley kid, who's just not a big kid, but he plays with a great big heart and does a super job at fullback. And then a junior tailback by the name of John Marshall, who started for us as a sophomore, I think's got great potential. When we run and we throw the ball, we mix it up a little bit, and when we execute, results are pretty good. When we don't, we struggle at times.
The Augustine kid has been a surprise for us.
Jason Augustine has done a super job. We was talking with Wayne Kittrell, who played here at the college and coached, and who's helping us now. And at the beginning of this year, I wasn't sure Jason could play for us. But I'll tell you, he's done a super job. He catches the ball. He plays a super defensive back. And he's a good high school football player.
As you look at what's happened at Pineview, you got over there last year. That was really the first class that Pineview had had from beginning to end without old Dixie kids involved in there. There seems to be a different school spirit there now.
Oh, definitely. The school spirit last year, talking to the people who had been there, said it was getting better. It's 100 times better than it was a year ago. But people have a tendency to rally around a winner. As you look at the stands tonight, I've been to the games before and haven't seen this many people here, but now Dixie's number one, which is just super, and the crowd is here. I hope it continues because Crowell has a great program going.
Let's talk a little bit. You were an assistant coach under Lee Bunnell, then under Greg Croshaw. You got the transition in there. You've had some interesting experiences over the years as an assistant coach.
Oh, it's been fun. Working with Lee was super. Lee gave me a shot here, and I really appreciate that. And I learned a great deal of football from him, and had the opportunity to play on the to coach the '79 championship team, and we beat Snow up at Ephraim, and that was a great experience. And then to to work with Crow for 3 years was super. And Crow and I are very close friends and have remained that way. And to work with him was good. I really learned a lot of football from him, a lot in recruiting and that. And I cherish my experience with him. Had the opportunity to coach the bowl team. And that was a great experience. And I come here tonight, and I'm seeing many of those players from that bowl team here, and it's a lot of fun. It was a good experience here.
Feeney Younger, you remember him from that bowl team. He's improved.
Oh, Feeney, I recruited Feeney. Feeney came here the same year we had Marcus Brown, who happens to be here tonight. And Marcus was our tailback, and Feeney had been a tailback in high school, and we asked Feeney to make the move to fullback, and he didn't want to. And we saw the potential there, and Feeney made the move and kind of sulked and probably never lived up to his potential, and consequently didn't do well in school and sat out a couple years and says, hey, football is a lot more fun than working. So we decided to come back to school, and Feeney's doing a super job. He's a mighty fine football player.
Back at that tailback position, if he liked.
Sure. Any running back around wants to be the tailback, and Feeney does a good job. He's a strong kid. He's got good feet, and he's very intelligent. He's really doing a good job. I'm really impressed by him.
Kelvin Menifee may be the unsung hero. He seems to lead a lot of blocks for Feeney.
Anytime you play eye backs the way we did when I was here and they continue to do, the fullback usually is an unsung hero. Kind of like at USC. I watched the USC game today, and the fullback carried the ball one time and broke it up the middle. He doesn't get a chance to carry it too often. But any time you see an IVAC football team and they're having some success, it's because of the fullback.
Last time that you coached in a Phoenix College-Dixie College game was the only victory the Dixies had against Phoenix. Do you see a lot of the same sort of patterns developing for Coach Ken Spice's team?
I remember that ball game as being a close, very physical football game. I remember Marcus Brown breaking two plays for us that we scored on, and Russ Moody kicking a field goal, and we won the game. But a lot the same kind of game, a close ball game. The thing that Dixie has to do tonight is stop the big play. I don't think Phoenix can match up to a man-to-man and move the ball consistently down the field. But the thing they have to stop is the big play, like that 90-some-odd yard run for a touchdown on a quick trap up the middle. Now, Crow has been known as a blitzing coach. You know, he likes to get after people, and they got caught him in a blitz there, man coverage, and no free safety there, and the big old fullback ran. He can run for a big kid.
As you look at junior college, now that you're working with high school kids again, what sort of counsel do you give the high school football player that says, oh, I could just walk on to the junior college?
Well, I try to tell them that junior college has changed in the 18 years that I've lived in the state of Utah. It's changed from when I came here in 79. I look back on that football team, conference championship team, and there's probably only a few of those kids that could play on this football team. It's improved that much. Because of the scholarship limitations at the four-year school, and I think you'll even see it continue to improve with the new eligibility requirements that are required for a kid to be eligible to play at a four-year school. I just think it's getting better and better. There's great football players. I look at Mike Gamble out there, who I recruited from Orem High School, and he's turned into a mighty fine quarterback. Bryant Hill. I thought sitting with Greg Sharp down here, who played tight end on that championship team, and Bryant, the finest receiver I've seen at Dixie College, or maybe in this league, at going and getting the football. Great hands, great timing, not great speed, but he finds a way to get open. He does a heck of a job.
Bill, you must enjoy coaching football. You've been at it a lot of years now.
I've been at it a lot of years. My father passed away when I was young, and the only thing that kept me straight was a couple coaches. Made a commitment a long time ago that's what I wanted to do, and I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to get back into high school. I really believe you can have more of a positive influence on kids at that age, and Hopefully, some of the counsel I give some football players, some athletes along the way will help them achieve something in life. As you look at Pineview High School, what do you see as a future football team and as of the school? I'll let you be a little second-guessing there. I really love it over there. We've got a good administration. They're very supportive, not only of athletics, but the entire program. We at Pineview High School want to be known as an outstanding school, academically and athletically. I think athletically, we're getting close to that point. Academically, I know we're there. The only thing is, as I look at down the road a few years, they're going to start building a new high school. And just about the time we're at the point we want to be, they'll probably have the new high school done and you have to start all over again. But I see nothing but success ahead for Pineview High School, for Dixie High School, for the St. George area as a whole, the way we're growing. And I think you're going to see in the next few years Dixie and Pineview playing for some state championships. At least that's in my plans. I'm hoping for that.
Do you feel the Pineview can go through undefeated this year, win the league?
I don't know about undefeated. To be undefeated, you not only have to be good, but you have to be lucky and get some breaks along the way. Last time we played Dixie, I thought we played a quarter and three-fourths super. I thought Dixie kicked our fanny for a quarter and three-fourths, and then the last three or four minutes of the ball game, we got lucky and executed some things and got lucky and kicked the field goal and got the job done. You have to be lucky to win championships besides being good. I think we have the potential to be a good football team. But we've got five more games to play in the league and then some other games. And we've got a tough one Friday night against Dixie High School right here in Hampton Stadium.
It should be fun. Bill Jacobson, congratulations on your head coaching victory last night. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. I think I'll retire now. I want to know. I'm trying to kick back and relax a little bit.
Bill Jacobson, assistant coach at Pineview, former assistant to Dixie College. Halftime score, 14-13. Dixie out in front of Phoenix College. We'll be back in 90 seconds with the, in 30 seconds with the second half of play.
Treat yourself to a more beautiful home. The prices have never been better at Jones Paint and Glass. Begin the new look with wallpaper at 50% off all in-stock paper. And you'll find a special selection of in-stock paper at only $6.99. Then add Hunter Douglas Decorator Blinds, now at 40 to 50% savings. Complete that new look with one of over 1,000 colors of Fuller O'Brien paints. Their top quality paint is now on sale at Jones Paint and Glass. For a beautiful new look at beautiful prices, see Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle.
The Good Guys with Jeans OK Tire has a new smart guy on their team. So smart that your engine can now be completely evaluated in just a few short minutes. Known as the Allen Smart Scope, this one saves you time, money, and problems by accurately diagnosing the exact problem with your engine. So there's never any unnecessary costly repairs. So be smart and see the Allen Smart Scope at Jeans OK Tire. Just another way the Good Guys at Jeans OK Tire serves you better. Next to Dixie Yamaha on 339 West St. George Boulevard in St. George.
Larry, I have a few other football scores for you. Texas A&M defeating North Texas State 48-28 and Arizona over Oregon 41-17. And I'll give you a few more in just a few minutes.
Okay, thank you, Amy. On the opening kickoff of the second half from the Phoenix 10-yard line, Aldridge brings it back to the Phoenix 25-yard line. So a good run back to begin things. First down and 10 for the Bears, and they have the football once again. And no rest for the defense, Jim. The defense has to swing right back into action.
do, but Dixie came out a lot more fired up for the second half, Larry.
You can sense a difference.
Definitely.
In motion, Rosette to fake the handoff. Molander under pressure. He is sacked. And I think that's an example. Is there a fumble on the play? Coming up with it for Dixie is number 77, Carly Scott. He came out of there with the football, thought he had swiped it away from the quarterback. But Scott, almost like the hammer, put the hammer down, and down went Molander. Boom, right out the bat. Back to the 17-yard line, so a loss of 8 on the play. Second down, 18 yards to go, and Carly Scott, who began as a basketball player in high school, wanted to be a basketball player in college like his uncle, Charlie Scott, the old Boston Celtic, who was an All-American at North Carolina. But Carly spells his name the same way. A flag on a play. We may have an encroachment against Dixie. Pass complete to Langley, and there's a flag on the play at that point. And I'm not sure what it is. It looks like it's going to be against Dixie. Are they both penalties against Dixie? It looks like there may be an encroachment against Dixie in the first place. Langley is complete at the 26-yard line, and another flag on the play. I'm wondering if it's a face mask. Jim, did you catch it?
Definitely an encroachment on the first play, and I believe the second one probably was a face mask. It didn't look like a late hit or anything like that.
Not sure. It was right in front of the official. It looked like Langley went down and caught it on his knees. Sure, the first penalty will be declined. Put it at the 26-yard line. That's enough for the first down. The pass to Langley for the first down, and then the personal foul on top of that. So Dixie may be fired up, but right now the penalties are going strongly against Dixie. And Jim, that has to mark as a mistake. Again, first down and 10.
It is, Larry, and just before they went into the dressing room for the first half, Coach Crusoe was out here talking to the referee saying, "Hey, man, you call my man, and they can get Dixie, and that's just a dirty shot, too."
Wingbacks on each side, one receiver to the left, Wes Langley, and he has been tough. Quarterback Molander on the misdirection play. Rosette cannot get away. Will be thrown for a yard loss. Dixie clogged up the blocking, and as Rosette turned upfield, ran headlong into Chappelle Riggins. And so a loss on the play of about a yard, make it second down and 11, and Dixie trying to get a little rest for the defense. Go hard and then let the offense take over for a little while. More relaxing to have the offense out there. 13-32 left in the third quarter. 14-13. Dixie with a narrow one-point halftime lead, and that's the way it stays. But Phoenix has the football on the opening series of downs. Dixie with the chance to stop Phoenix. Hand off goes to Williams, cuts to the outside. Williams will be run down by Travis, along with, for Dixie, David Webb. Webb and Travis, but it's a big game for Williams anyway. Williams thought that he was going to be chugging upfield and could not get that far. Travis just double quick. Put it at the 45-yard line. Gain of 6 yards, though. Make it a third down coming up and 5 yards to go at the Phoenix 45-yard line. And Phoenix College can move the football. They've moved it against everybody for the last several years. Dixie with only one victory over Phoenix in all the years, and that one was in the Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Third down, 5 yards to go. Back to pass, Molander. The quick pass to the outside. Thrown behind Langley, trying to rush the pass, it looked like, Jim. I didn't see that much pressure on him, although I guess he heard the big footsteps of Carly Scott coming after him.
from his backside. And of course, they had sacked a couple times in the first half, late in the first half. I'm sure he remembers that. But that was the first time that Langley's been really closely watched, and it was a good defensive play on Dixie's part.
You do the punting for Phoenix College, those double checks. Back to punt for Dixie, for Phoenix. Back deep to receive Chad Tanner on the far side. On the near side is David Webb. We have some different receivers back there on the punting team. The snap is low, and there's problems on that special team snap. The kick will come down and hit at the 25, and then get a Phoenix College bounce inside the 10, inside the 5, down at the 4-yard line, hit at about the 25, and then got the Phoenix College bounce. And so number 10, David Weston, with a beautiful punt. So with 12:24 left in the third quarter, Dixie takes over first and 10 at their own 4-yard line. Now their first scoring drive almost began at the 3-yard line, but the first scoring drive for Phoenix also began at the 3-yard line and ended in one play. Boom. Actually, it began a little farther upfield, but it was a 97-yard touchdown run by Kenny Williams who got the first score on the board on either side, 14-13. Dixie with a narrow one-point lead, 12-24. Left in the third quarter, in motion, Kelvin Minifee left to right. Handoff goes to Unga. Unga looking for some running room, has 5, 6 yards, 7 yards out to the 12-yard line. Unga put the head down. Picked up some yardage. Courtney Jenkins on the tackle, also Tom Kors. So from the first and 10 at the Dixie 4, Unga tried to pick up some yardage. Gets it out near the 13-yard line. And they get second down with about a yard and a half to go. So a big game by Finney Unga. 11:55 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie leads by 1, 14-13. They may be content to grind some yardage out here on the ground for a while, although the passing game has been more successful for Dixie. Pitch goes to Unga. Unga trying to turn upfield. Unga sweeping will get the first down barely. Near the 14-yard line. It looks close enough for the first down. The official, let's see where he places it. That's the next question. Is it close enough for the first down? The official did not place it in an advantageous position. He's going to call the timeout now and call for the measurement. But they don't have to go very far, about 3 feet.
Well, it looks like they got about 2 inches to make.
First down, just barely. And so Unga on the sweep gets the yard plus inches, make it first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 14-yard line. 11:28 left in the third quarter of play. Brooke Hawes headed into the lineup with the play. Hawes and Lacey alternating. At that slot position, actually at the tight end position, officially, but it's more of a slot back position in the Dixie College offense. Slotted right is Hawes, wide receivers on each side, and an I formation on the running backs. Handoff goes to Unga. Unga gets across the 15-yard line, down near the 18-yard line. And taking people with him as he goes. Unga. Hard driving quarterback timeout by the official. Gain of a quick 4 yards. Put it up to the 18-yard line. And Unga grinding it out hard. Second down, 6 yards to go. And Unga has been the man to do the carrying so far. Into the lineup for Dixie.
comes Oscar Contreras at a guard. Contreras in. Freshman. Contreras from Salt Lake City, 6'3", 252 pounds. Rather quiet young man when you ride with him on the bus. I'm not sure how he is outside of that. But he was rather quiet on the bus. Always seemed to have a pleasant smile. Back to pass is Unga. Unga with that tail back pass overshoots his man, intended for Hill. Pitch went to Unga, and Unga with his first pass of the year. Might as well try it. Third down, 3 yards to go at the Dixie 18-yard line. Trying to catch Phoenix unawares, but back to right with Hill is number 25, Anthony Moore. And one thing has happened, Jim, is the Phoenix defensive backs have stayed right with the Dixie receivers tonight. And what they've picked up on receptions have been hard to learn. Gamble back to pass. Gamble shapes up, throws, has a complete to Haas. Haas trying to get the first down. Phoenix College trying to keep him away from it. Now the question is, did he make it? And it looks like he did. Brooke Haas, the Provo High School grad, a freshman, looked like he got the first down, Jim, by inches. I'm not sure if you can see from the other angle.
Yeah, I can see it. It looks like it was more
than the inside of a yard on the yard marker. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 24 yard line on the pass completion. The Haas, Mike Gamble, putting together a decent night. Although the two touchdowns have been scored on the ground by Sini Unga. Unga. 8 touchdowns on the ground, 2 by pass receptions this year. Hand off on that slot man around, and Haas is going to be thrown for a loss. Phoenix just stacked up the middle, and Steve Park made the run, along with that big number 48, Tom Williams, Williams, Piper, and the cast of thousands. Off the bottom of the stack, looks like Travis Fuller in there also. And again, it looks like, believe it or not, Haas only lost a yard. It looked like he was going to lose more than that. Back to the Dixie 24-yard line. Second down and 11. And Phoenix is playing hard. They want this ball game badly. 1-0 on the season. Dixie, 3-0 on the year. Each team 1-0 in conference play. We're going to get the blitz. Gamble back to pass. Gamble under pressure. Dodges one man. Fumbles, reaching out and grabbing the arm was number 83, Joel Navarro. Forced the fumble. Dixie recovers back at the 15-yard line, and it was Navarro that forced the fumble, reached out, just grabbed a hold of Gamble's arm, and it looked like Gamble was going to get away from the rush and get the pass off, except for that, Jim. But it's going to the 15-yard line. Down and 20 yards to go. Price to the right, to the left is Hill, and Phoenix College, and they're going to try to blitz again. They're faking it back to pass. Gamble, looking for help, has some pressure, throws deep over the middle, and coming through uncontested is Brian Curry from that linebacker position. Nail Gamble just as he let go of the football, and once again, Jim will have more time this year than he had last year against Phoenix College, but he'll get more pressure this year in this game than he has in any of the previous three games. Phoenix, tough ball club, fourth down, 20 yards to go at the Dixie 15. With 8:35 left in the third quarter, Dixie nursing a 14-13 advantage. And neither team being able to get much more than that here in the third quarter. Dixie deep in their own territory, and the punting game has made the difference so far. The big rush down, Campbell is going to be spun around and is not going to get a good punt away. The pressure is on. As five men came after Campbell, Campbell got it away, was spun around, but good non-call. Actually, Jim, I think the Dixie fans wanted the roughing the kicker, but it was a good non-call. It was the follow-through that carried him into the on-rushing lineman, and they just forced the poor punt. Phoenix College has it at the Dixie 33-yard line. First down and 10. Poor punt. The second for the punt of the night for Troy Campbell, and that's been a struggle. Bollinger. Hand off to the first man through Kenny Williams, and Williams tried to muscle his way forward right into the middle of that Dixie line. Williams, near the 31-yard line. He started actually closer to the 32 than the 33. Trying to unstack now, trying to get all those bodies moved, giving them about a half yard on the play. So they get second down and a long nine coming up, and just inside the 32, not quite to the 31 for Kenny Williams. 7:55 left in the third quarter of play. Wide receiver left. Once again, the two slot backs and the one lone third back. Scooter Molander back to pass there. Some time. Molander under pressure now. Throws over the middle. Overshoots his man. Langley was out there. Way overshot Langley and closer to it than anyone else is Mike LaFear, but it overshot LaFear too. I think more than we expected. Langley to make a deeper cut, and then was forced to throw a little bit higher over the on-rushing lineman. Third down and nine coming up. Some pressure on Molander that time, Jim.
Yeah, some pressure on the last round. I think it started out first this. I don't know about the pass. Of course, Langley cut on the inside the pass and speed it, maybe expecting them to run the play better. But, we had some similar on that last pass.
Two receivers to the right now, one set there to the right. Timeout called by Dixie with a brand new offensive set. That was something different. Andy Brown calls the timeout. 7:43 left in the third quarter. 14-13 Dixie back in 30 seconds.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixie Gas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good of a tradition of excellence. Dixie Gas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months ahead. Is this your mountain cabin that needs propane, or your trailer, or just a small bottle for your camper? Dixie Gas can serve your needs. Dixie Gas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixie Gas, 528 North Industrial Road, 407-628-1651. Dick Fairgraff, your warmest friend.
This is Good Time 89, KDXU, St. George, Las Vegas.
Third down, long 9 yards to go. Scooter Molander from the Dixie 33-yard line. Back to pass. Molander under pressure. Lick Water is complete to the tight end. And now for the first. Molander under pressure. Had Leon Cole lightning speed. Through the pass, complete to Steve Reyes. Reyes, the tight end. Gets the pass, and once again, Molander picking apart Dixie. Although he hasn't had the free reign that he seemed to have last year. As it first and ten is Bennett, it looks like right about the Dixie 12-year-old line, Jim.
Oh, my God.
We was down on 10 in Phoenix College. Threatening to take the lead. Trailing 14-13. Handoff goes to Van Aldridge. Aldridge has some running room. Aldridge still on his feet at the 5-yard line, or at the 6-yard line. And that's where he goes down. David Webb coming up with the tackle, and Aldridge doing the deed. Dixie's defense having to spend some time out on the field, put it at the Dixie's 6-yard line. Second down, 4 yards to go, almost three. A short four, about 3.5 yards to go, just inside the 6-yard line. 6:51 left in the third quarter of play at Phoenix College. Second down, short yardage for the first down, and only 6 yards away from the goal line. Phoenix, and off to Rosette. Rosette has some running room. Harris looks to be the first down at the 2-yard line. Mike LaFleur on the tackle. Leon Cole may have saved the touchdown if he would have kept his ankles. Enough for the first down. So Rosette on the run. It's the first and goal from just the Phoenix College side of the Dixie 3-yard line, just inside the 3, about 2.5 yards away. 6:26 left in the third quarter, and Phoenix College threatening to take the lead. Dixie about to have a substitute on defense, suddenly turns around and retreats. Full house backfield again, and last time Phoenix College got the touchdown. The Williams touchdown, almost unmolested until he got into the end zone. It's a touchdown for Phoenix College. Kenny Williams, once again, and Williams, now with 3 touchdowns on the night, gives Phoenix College the lead. With 6:11 left in the third quarter, make it 19-14. And we'll see how important that missed extra point was earlier in the second quarter. So Phoenix now has taken the lead. Kenny Williams last week had 1 touchdown on the run. So this is 4 on the season for Kenny Williams. And going for the 2-point conversion. The attempt for the 2-point conversion. Do you give it to Williams again? He's been the tough one. 19-14. And off this time goes to Rosette. Throws the pass. Is the complete? No. Drop. So just behind the intended receiver out there,
Andre White throws. No good on the two-point conversion. Phoenix leads 19-14 with 6:11 left in the third quarter. Back in 30.
It's here. The one you've been waiting for. Bigger and better than ever. Steve Austin's semi-annual free labor sale. Now's your chance to save on beautiful carpeting, remnants, and vinyls. And get free labor too. Trade in for the best selection, including solo hiding carpets on DuPont and Tron. It can only happen twice a year. Ogden's free labor sale. Don't you dare miss it.
Steve Ogden's carpet, 145 North 400 West in St. George. Dixie College on the year averaging 49.7 points per game. Phoenix College at 52 last week, and it's obvious that when you match two good teams together, the offenses will be slowed down significantly, Jim, and they are. It's 19-14, Phoenix out in front. Boris scoots that football, and it goes off their hands, and a couple of Dixie ball players finally picked up, trying to run it back. It's the Dixie ball player, and I didn't catch the number down there. I knew the scramble. It's number 5. And I believe that's Smith. Jim, that's a young man that I don't have listed on my roster. It's a young man by the name of Smith, and I don't know his first name. A young man from Las Vegas. You may want to check with him as he comes off the field. Whistles all over the place. Have you been able to pick that up and what it's all about?
There is a flag, and it looks like it might be a slipping foul.
Encroachment against Dixie. 5-yard penalty. So Dixie, anxious, gets called with the encroachment. It seems like almost all of the penalties are going against Dixie tonight, and Jim, Dixie cannot afford to do that. That's giving a good ball club too many chances.
Yes, it is, Larry. And as I said, as the first half ended, both teams were off the field. Chris Crenshaw was out here talking with the referee, and he was making it quite clear that he thought that the penalties were a little more excited. He says, you know, like a couple of those calls, the ref and the kids and things like that, that there was, there was a lot of close calls there.
First down and 10. Dixie, with the penalty declined, will take over at their own 20-yard line. Wide receiver left is Price, to the right is Bryant Hill. Dixie finds themselves down by 5 now, 19-14. And the Phoenix College defense might be able to gamble a little bit more. Handoff goes to Unga, and Unga stopped at the line of scrimmage. Coming from the angle is number 81, Wade Jackson, and you can feel the momentum grow for Phoenix, Jim, as that touchdown was pushed through.
Yes, sir, Larry. That momentum is out there. There's a lot of fire up, but I'll tell you, the sideline over here in Dixie is starting to talk it up pretty good, too. Like I said, this offensive line, Dixie's just got to start over.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Wide left is Hill, to the right is Eric Price. It was a case of big plays in the first half. Just grinding out the touchdown this last time for Phoenix College. Gamble back to pass, has a little time. Gamble now throws the screen pass into and out of the hands of Unga. And Unga throws Jackson to the ground. As Jackson was right there, incompleted pass. Gamble's percentage, pass completion percentage, has steadily gone down during the ball game, and I think it's gone down as the time that he has to pass has gone down also. As Phoenix College has gambled a little more, put a little more pressure on the quarterback, and
If anything, Dixie's offense has been stalled while the Phoenix offense has continued to grind things out. 19-14, Phoenix with a 5-point lead. To the right side goes Bryant Hill. To the left side, Eric Price. The slot man right is Brooke Hawes. Third down, 10 yards to go. Phoenix College may gamble a little bit. Back to pass. Gamble over the middle, has it complete to Hawes. Hawes breaks one tackle. Hawes is going to get the first down. Was stopped short of first down territory, just kept rambling and got the first down to the 35-yard line. Brooke Hawes, twice tonight, he's been able to pick up the first down in tough situations, and Brooke Hawes may be a real find for Dixie. Put it at the Dixie 35, first and 10. Jim, beautiful play.
A lot of passer running, Larry. He actually caught the ball and ran about 3 yards toward that Dixie's end zone, catching the ball. He had to come back for it, and then made a good turn up field and got some good running.
In motion is Kelvin Menifee. Pitch goes to the outside to Unga. Unga looking for some running room, gets 6-7 yards down to the 42-yard line. Leading the pack again was Menifee. There on the tackle for Phoenix College was Courtney Jenkins, and Jenkins has spent some time there. Also in on the tackle, Tom Kors. So Unga on the game. Maybe getting close to 100 yards anyway. But he's not getting the huge gains that he's had before. Second down. About 3 yards to go for Dixon. 4:30 left in the third quarter of play. Last year, Dixie had to come from behind to tie it at 20, and then Phoenix College scored the last 10 points. In motion, Menifee, left to right, handoff to Unga, right up the middle. Unga has the first down across midfield, down at the 48-yard line. And the Dixie fans come alive, put it at the Phoenix 48, and that offensive line blowing some holes through the middle now, Jim, and that's what they had to do.
Yes, they do, Larry, and I think you said it when you say momentum, boy. It just seemed like the last couple of runs have really kind of turned it around for the linemen.
4:09 left in the third quarter of play, 19-14. Phoenix out in front, but Dixie on the move, now on the downhill side. Hill to the right, Price to the left. The running game seems to be more successful this half, the passing game the first half. Fake the handoff to Unga, back to pass, Gamble, deep over the middle, has Eric Price complete at the 10-yard line, touchdown! Price beat the defender down there, Derek Burton. Burton reached out, just knocked him off his pins enough, but Price able to stumble into the end zone, touchdown. And Price twice has caught passes, his first pass of the ball game in consecutive games.